From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Media reports say authorities are asking residents to evacuate the Turkish border town of Karakis after mortars fired from Syria hit the town. The Dogan News Agency says a mortar was fired from Jarablus, a Syrian border town controlled by the Islamic State group. Activists say hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of Jarablus. Turkey vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free the town. The United Nations says a convoy delivering food, health care items, and other aid has reached the hard-hit town of Alwer in Syria. A spokesman says the UN Humanitarian Office is planning a second convoy later this week. State media say a ceasefire between government and Kurdish forces in the Syrian city of Hasake has gone into effect. The United Nations command says North Korea has been laying new landmines on its side of the border with South Korea. North Korean soldiers have been spotted planting anti-personnel mines on its side of the so-called Bridge of No Return, a river crossing near the border truce village of Panmunjom. The U.S. military says an American soldier died Tuesday as a result of wounds sustained during operations in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another was wounded and is in stable condition. Six Afghan soldiers were wounded in the operation near Lashkar Gah. Officials say 2 days of fighting between the al-Shabaab militant group and a regional force in southwestern Somalia has left at least 15 people dead. The fighting took place outside Mora Gebi village in Bakool region. Forces of the Bakool government and surrounding regions have recently stepped up military operations to open roads blocked by al-Shabaab. This is VOA News.